Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're in our final day this week with our guest who's been with us all week, Bob Bartholomew. Bob's a friend of mine, and he lives here in the Ann Arbor area, and he's just been sharing the new things God has been doing in his life, which really are brand new, even though he's been a follower of the Lord for a long time, his whole life, and like you and me, he's an imperfect person, but there's something new. And I think one of the themes for sure this week has been there's always more. God has more for each and every one of us. Our Father is our loving Father, and he's full of abundance and life, and he wants us to come into his life in an ever deeper way. And we ended our show yesterday talking about something really important, which is learning to come into agreement with who God knows us to be, each and every one of us, to be able to hear God's voice, because some of us are carrying stories from our childhood and ways people spoke to us and disqualified us, or the enemy's way of disqualifying us, or us beating ourselves up, or whatever it is. That's a big struggle, what's going on in our mind and the way we think about ourselves. And so I asked Bob today if we could just continue to share some of that theme and kind of how that's something that happened in his own life, even at this stage of life. We're both retirement age and all that, but it never stops growing. Right, so right. Welcome back, Bob.
Good to be here again.
Yeah. So how would you describe that happening more in your life in the last number of years as you've just gone deeper in the Holy Spirit?
Well, one of the things that comes to mind by what you said in your intro was just sort of the idea of God loving us and God speaking good things to us. I know when I used to pray for people, and we'd call it prayer ministry, and Lord would give me things like, you know, I love you to the person, I'm with you, and maybe some directional words or whatever. And I think the hardest thing for me to do, because I was dealing with insecurity, pride, other things, was to really, well, what does God think of me? And they kind of force you in the encounter course to ask yourself, God, what do you think of me today? What do you think of me right now? And that question has been a huge help for me, because I know I can tell when the Lord's speaking to me, or when my flesh or the evil one, or the, you know, is when there's guilt associated with it, it's usually not the Lord. So I've gotten pretty good at hearing God, and then I still don't like to ask that question because I feel like I'd rather just tell God how bad I used to be. But that doesn't get me anywhere. You know, it doesn't help me to love people. The only thing that is helpful is coming out of that mentality and realizing how much God loves me and wants to speak to me in some kind of conversational way in my life and lead me. That's kind of how I look at things now. I was just thinking when I first started being in God's presence and, you know, experiencing this sort of contemplative gift, this remedial gift to get me out of myself. And it's still there. I hope it lasts for the rest of my life like it did with Brother Lawrence. Maybe it won't. But I would listen to, you know, to Christian songs in the first person and worship along with them. And then my son said to me, Dad, you know, maybe you start reading a little more scripture. He's a all-out zealous Protestant young man. And I said, yeah, maybe you're right. So I looked around and saw, you know, just I was always reading the daily mass readings. And I came on this this one that was good. It gives a little bit of the Old Testament, New Testament. And I realized, and as I sort of made that step to do that, and even with my daily mass readings, the Lord sort of comes into my presence, or I come into his presence. He's with me when I read the scriptures. So now the scriptures come alive, just like when I was singing those first person songs.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, it's almost like we're listening to it together. Or, you know, I mean, I have had imaginations where Father's on one side, Jesus is on the other, and I'm listening to some Old Testament prophet who's in my scripture reading for that day. And I'm going, whoa, that word's for me. You know, it's kind of a new excitement about the scriptures. I think I've always read them and always believed them, but I would read them and, well, that's good. I remembered that from the last time I read it. And now it's more like, gosh, Lord, you can speak to me from these scriptures right now.
Yeah.
That's just sort of an added bonus of a way to be in God's presence is reading his word. And he shows up just like he shows up when I ask him what he thinks of me, just like when I'm with somebody else and I'm counseling with them. I say, let's ask the Lord to show us what's going on. He shows up and speaks to us there. And now he's doing the same thing when I'm reading the scriptures. And mm-hmm. it's just kind of an all-enriching thing. And it's something that I can testify to other Christians who may be still a little weighed down with insecurity, pride, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And they yeah. realize, wow, they can, you know, I think John Piper recently said something to my son. Well, in a talk, my son loves John Piper, good Protestant minister.
Yeah.
John Piper said something like, he basically wants to live his life enjoying the presence of God and loving God and realizing how God is just amazing, and then getting other people to have that same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you have that mentality, you just can't help but wanting to be in God's presence more, but also say, hey, come on, you can be in God's presence with me. Mm-hmm. You know, and to say exciting and use the word enthusiasm, I don't use those words lightly, but it's from the Holy Spirit, I believe.
Yeah.
I really think it's the Spirit, you know, we're temples of the Holy Spirit. He's in us, and he gives us that excitement, that fun, that being in relationship with him. Frankly, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going, hey, here's another day, Lord. Who do you want me to talk to today? You know, who do you want me to? I'll start listening to scripture, and I'll do a little stretching, and I'm excited each day, and it's not because I've arrived at super righteousness. You know,
yeah.
it's just that I think less of myself, less of my sin, and think more of God and more of other people. And
yeah.
you get away from yourself a little bit, and it helps.
Yeah, I mean the idea. It's interesting what you just said. We need to pay attention to when you sin, we've fallen. But the problem is we get obsessed by it, or mm-hmm. we beat ourselves up with it. The devil uses it as a
yes.
club to beat us over the head.
Right.
And 70 times, seven times a day, the Lord said, you can ask, Peter said, how many times can I ask for forgiveness? 70 times, seven times a day, meaning there's an infinite amount of God's mercy and God's grace. Mm-hmm. There's certain kind of sins that we've committed in our lives in different ways. We need to go to confession for in particular, but the Lord, he throws it. I remember a priest friend of mine used to, in his homily, say, remember now, he forgets in the sense of he intentionally takes that when you repent and he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. It puts a big sign on the beach on the shore that says no fishing. Leave it alone. Don't go yeah. fish after, because that's what the devil wants to do. He hauls it out, and he wants to just keep putting it in front of us
right.
so that we get discouraged. We come under condemnation. We just, our whole attitude about ourselves changes. You get hopeless. You get discouraged. Then you think, God's really disappointed in me. And I think about even the greatest saints, like St. Francis used to regularly kneel before the cross, and he'd look up and he'd say, God, who are you and who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? And just simple.
Yeah.
Who am I, Lord? You tell me. And the Lord told him over time
yeah.
in different ways, but he told him again and again and again. It was transformational. And that's that childlike heart that comes to us when we, as the Bible tells us, and the Bible's so critical for us to be able to get a new mind, get a renewed mind about ourselves and about God and about reality, about other people.
Mm-hmm.
We come into a fresh new, as St. Paul said, a fresh new spiritual way of thinking.
Right.
That's the Lord's mind. And when we start to believe what God knows about us,
mm-hmm.
what he knows us to be, mm-hmm. why he delights in us, the nature of his love, that's where we start getting healed. That's where our mind starts
right.
getting renewed. That's
right.
the Holy Spirit that comes, that allows us to actually say and understand and experience the Abba.
Mm-hmm.
God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit. It's the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit crying in us, Abba, Father. This is the center, like the heart of Christianity. We're born again by water and the Spirit. He gave us power to become children of God, John
yes.
said. Children. Not just working for God or project of God. We are his children. Jesus loved it. Unless you become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom of God. And that whole childlike grace
yeah.
is the working of the Spirit in us that gives us security that we're united now to a loving Father, sharing in the absolute love of the Father for Jesus he has for us. We're Amen. In him now. That sets us free. Step by step, we get freer and freer. It enables us to forget about ourselves and start seeing others and start loving others.
Amen. And sin...
In a new way.
Yeah, I find along that line, sin is almost like an opportunity for God's grace.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Paul says, don't sin so that you'll get grace.
Yeah.
But time and time again, when I mess up, the Lord isn't interested in a long ritual of me asking for forgiveness and going through mourning and stuff like that. It's almost instantaneous. Just the way he speaks to me sort of instantaneously that I can't describe very well. He forgives me instantaneously.
Yeah.
And then I sort of think, gosh, I wonder if, you know, I'm going to get some more grace. And that's not what I did. Lord, please forgive me. But inevitably, he'll speak to me or he'll give me a scripture that was just what I thought. Or I'll hear something on the radio that was just, you know, God is so generous and so forgiving so quickly.
Yeah, I was thinking, it's so good, Bob. Did you say that? I was just thinking, ask ourselves this question. How long do we keep in mind what God says about us? And how long do we keep in mind about repeating over and over again how I just failed yesterday?
Yes.
Or my lack of perfection. And so those have to switch. Mm. They have to change because I think a lot of us are like preoccupied with how we have failed, what we've done wrong, whatever, as opposed to receiving the Lord's forgiveness and saying, this is who you are. Here's where I want to lead you now.
Right.
And again, back to the Bible. I'm glad you brought it up earlier. The Bible is we're living in conversation with God in the Word of God. That Word is animated. It's authored by God, and it has power. And the more we believe it, the more we receive it, it renews our mind. As a good priest friend of mine said, it's a little bit like this. He said, imagine if you had a sponge. You took this sponge and you threw it in a muddy puddle. And you took it out. What is it? It's dirty. It's dirty water. What do you do? He said, imagine putting it under an ice cold, pure stream of clear water. And it just washes it clean. He said, that sponge is like your brain. It's like your memory too. And that water is the water of the Holy Spirit flowing over the Word of God, washing our mind clean, renewing our mind, giving us a fresh new spiritual way of thinking. He said it's just a critical piece of our weapon. It's a key weapon to get a renewed mind, to actually believe what God wants to do in our lives.
And we can act and talk and be out of our freed mind, even when we still have stuff in our lives. And I think what you hit it on the head when you said the focus should just be on what he did on the cross. He forgave our sins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, we just have just a few seconds left. Could you pray just a simple prayer the way you pray simple prayers to the Father?
Father, I pray that you'll help me and Peter and all listening to be able to say, hey, Lord, what do you think of me? And to learn to realize he always wants to say something loving to us. His hesed love, his loving kindness is always there. And if you have a question about an area of your life, say, Lord, what do you think of this? And expect him to show you and to speak to you.
Thank you.
And just begin that interactive relationship with him. And it'll put away shame and guilt.
Amen.
That's great. So
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that prayer, Bob. Really appreciate it. Thank you for being here this week. Thank you for sharing your journey.
Sure.
It's been good. Friends, hope you can join us again next week. God bless you. Have a wonderful, restful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.